Here in our gospel, the account of the transfiguration, Jesus going up to Mount Tabor. And just a little geography lesson, Mount Tabor, if you go to the Holy Land and you're in Nazareth, Mount Tabor would have been about 5 miles to the east of Nazareth. Of course, Nazareth is where Jesus grew up. So you can imagine that as the sun would rise in the east, the silhouette, Mount Tabor, is sort of like a perfect shaped mountain. Jesus would have saw that silhouette, the sun coming up and being silhouetted by the mountain. So he goes up there. It probably is about mid-January of early to mid-January, 33 A.D. And Jesus goes up with Peter, James, and John, and it says that he went up there to pray. Well, why is this important? Why is Jesus praying? Well, one of the things is Jesus, if you read the gospel accounts, about 6 days prior to this, Jesus going up to Mount Tabor, he had told his apostles for the first time that he must suffer, die, and then rise on the third day. He also had founded his church on Peter. So the apostles, I can imagine, are kind of wondering about this. What is going on? What's going to happen? Maybe some hesitation or some fear or this kind of thing. And Jesus probably, I mean, he's coming closer to his death. Again, his death would have happened 3 months later, approximately. So it's coming up upon him. And so kind of going up to pray on this mountain, and as humanity, there might be some fear and other things going on. I mean, Jesus is like us in all things but sin. So think about, he sort of knew, in a sense, what was going to happen. So it's kind of like some, maybe he needed some strengthening, and certainly he wanted his apostles to be strengthened. So Jesus is up there and praying, and he prays, he's praying, and he's talking with Moses and Elijah. And what are they talking about? They're talking about Jesus' exodus, the things that are going to happen in Jerusalem. So that's interesting that he's talking with them about that. Well, why these two great figures? These are two great figures from the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah. Well, it's interesting that both of these individuals, Moses and Elijah, went up and prayed on the mountain. They prayed on God's mountain, Mount Horeb. Remember, Moses was the one who actually fled Egypt because he had killed an Egyptian and he was going to be killed himself. So Moses fled Egypt and goes out to the area of Midian. And then eventually Moses, after a number of years in Midian, God appears to him on Mount Horeb. So that's in a certain sense Moses' first encounter with God on the mountain of God. And Moses is instructed to go free the Israelites and then bring them back to the mountain, God's mountain. So obviously Moses had experience with this. He has experience of being tried to be killed. And he has experience with all the things that went on in the Exodus. So that's, he's kind of familiar with this. And then also Elijah, he was a prophet in the northern kingdom. Remember when Solomon reigned, it was a combined kingdom, but after Solomon it broke apart into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. Well, Elijah was prophesying in the northern kingdom, and a prophet, and really not liked by the people usually, and they were going to kill Elijah. So he had to get out of there. He went down. Where did he go? He went to the mountain of God in Arabia, Mount Horeb. And he prayed to God. And God encouraged him and strengthened him, and then he went back. So you have these two individuals who have experienced being tried to be killed and then praying on the mountain. This is what Jesus is doing. And Jesus is conversing with them. It's like he's almost like getting their support. Kind of like, you know, when we pray to the saints, we pray to the saints for their support. They intercede on our behalf. So here Jesus is talking with Moses and Elijah on Mount Tabor. So something for us really be mindful about, you know, about the importance of prayer in our lives, going to the Lord, praying and asking for help and strength. Another tidbit, and that is did you hear what the three apostles were doing before the appearance? They were sleeping. It's like, wait a second here. If you go forward 3 months to the Garden of Gethsemane, remember what happens? Jesus wants those three again to pray with him, but they fall asleep. So it's one of these things, you know, certainly all of us are called to pray. And how can we facilitate that prayer? Well, we know that Jesus often went up by himself away or to a mountain to pray. In this case, he took three of his apostles. So for us really to be acknowledging, where is a good place for me to pray? Where is my mountain? Now, certainly the church here is really a proper place, you know, place of prayer. It helps us to be, it's a place more conducive to prayer. So maybe there's some place in your home that's more conducive to prayer. Probably not in front of the TV, but maybe somewhere that you have that's more conducive for prayer. You know, Jesus says, go to your room and pray by yourself. Yeah. So find that place. You know, certainly it can be someplace maybe outside. But find a place that's conducive for prayer. Because we really need to talk to the Lord. Ask the Lord certainly to help and strengthen us. Also, you know, sometimes people say, well, I get distracted during prayer. You know, I come to Mass and I'm kind of wandering, my mind's wandering. Well, how are we preparing ourselves for that prayer? You know, if we showed up to Mass just right before Mass starts, might not be as conducive as if we come like 5-10 minutes early and kind of like just let everything just kind of get out of us, you know? All the worries or the rushing or going and whatever else, to come and just rest me, you know, maybe, obviously, maybe say the rosary. Just get in the mode of prayer. Rest. So that's something for us really in general to think about in our prayer. Now, sometimes it might just be a good idea, our first moments of prayer is just to rest. Take a few minutes just to let everything get out, and then we go into prayer. So how can we more properly prepare ourselves for prayer so that we're when we're praying, we're more focused. So something for us to look at, consider. And then underscore the importance of prayer. You know, Jesus, again, goes often up and prays before important things or things that are coming up. So for us to go, you know, when we're having a big decision, we have a real big decision in our life, to go and pray to the Lord. You know, I have to pray and ask the Lord for help and discern what's proper. What does the Lord want me to do here? Or, you know, if we're experiencing sadness, come to the Lord and lay out, you know, I'm sad, what's happening? Or help me, Lord, help console me. Help me to work through this with your grace. Or maybe, you know, maybe there's a situation where we're angry or just frustrated with what's going on in our lives. To look at that, come to the Lord and say, Lord, help me with this. Help me to understand and get through this. Guide me. Help me discern what I'm called to do here. Or maybe, you know, something what we're afraid of. We're afraid. Lord, help me to overcome this fear. Or maybe the fear is telling me something that I need to really be concerned about. But at a certain point, we just have to let go. To really take refuge and trust in the Lord. So prayer really is powerful. Another aspect here that we see, and that is Jesus certainly is praying to his Father, but what does his Father says? What does the Father say to the apostles that are there? Listen to my Son. So prayer, importantly for us to listen during prayer. Listen to what Jesus is telling us and sharing with us during prayer. And lastly, prayer is important, really, to be together with others. You know, Jesus took up Peter, James, and John. He wanted them to be with him. He wanted them to pray with him. So being with others in prayer really can help encourage us, support us. You know, one of the reasons we come to Mass and pray together as a community is it helps support us. You know, we're one, we're praying together. And so for us really to encourage others, you know, sometimes we can really encourage somebody in prayer. You know, if someone, we didn't see someone at Mass the last week, we say, hey, you know, I really missed you at Mass. Or maybe they were missed for a valid reason. But really to encourage that, really it can be a moment for us really to encourage one another and support one another in prayer. So Jesus went up and prayed, and so we're called as well to pray. Pray to our Father for strength, help, those things that we're looking to grow in, and realize that we're called, all of us, to take refuge in the Lord.